This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about, a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Testat. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production. And for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line, but check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products, and there's a reason, because it works, and it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health, and this is just another example. So get your legacy subs. Boom.
Interesting one to start off. It's Lewis Rice. Subject is ring shape. I've heard many wrestlers say there is a big difference between being in shape and being in ring shape from a cardiovascular perspective. As an example, Lawrence Taylor had a match at WrestleMania and apparently he was white as a ghost after the match, really blown up. I know you guys aren't doctors, but how would you explain the difference between being in shape versus being in ring shape? Surprised to hear that an elite athlete like LT was blown up after his match with Bam Bam. It's Lewis Rice in Packerland, Wisconsin. Well, back in the day, we'd still get blown up if you had longer matches because, like, you know, you could be in ring shape, but we were wrestling like 6 to 12 minutes, right? But if you have a match that's like 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes you're gonna get blown up more. And plus, we were doing cardio, like just fat burning cardio. We're like, just you're on the bike for like 40 minutes, and your heart rate's at like 117, and you lift weights. Well, nowadays, when HIIT training became a thing, high intensity training, it's a lot easier to get in ring shape because basically, high intensity training is wrestling. Like, you do like burpees. And, you know, and then like you know, take like 30-second rest and do a bunch of you do like interval, high intensity interval training will get you in ring shape. And it's not that hard to do, because when I started doing it, I would go wrestle after I'd been doing high intensity, you know, training, like interval training, and I wouldn't get blown up. And I was like 47 years old, you know, when I was 45 years old when I was doing it. So it's, you know, high intensity training is basically, if you can do that and get your heart rate up to like 150, 160 for like intervals and stuff, anything, you can be in ring shape.
Yeah, but before we didn't have access to that information. So like, I remember I would play basketball literally, because I love basketball, for 2 hours, and bro, I would still blow up. I took a cycling class once when I had a tricep injury and I was out a couple months, and I took a cycling class for an hour and I still blew up, bro, because it's kind of like it's a burst. Yeah, you do rest if like you're in a tag match, but if you're not, you know, there's those explosion of comebacks, you're jumping, you're feeding, you're working the people. Even if you're doing in-ring, you're expending energy. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to be loud, and Disco like to be, you know, very charismatic, you know. Yeah, well, that too. but the only thing that I ever did that was even near like wrestling training was I did some hardcore MMA training for like 6 months. And when I came back to work, because I was hurt that time too, everybody thought I was on the juice, but I was just so fucking diesel from the MMA training.
So next from Josh Doan. This is an interesting one. Subject is DraftKings voiding bets for injuries. Joe, look this up while I'm doing this.
Yep.
It says, did DraftKings set a bad precedent for themselves by voiding all Aaron Rodgers' bets last week due to his injury? Now they have to do the same thing for Chubb and Williams' injury. Are gamblers going to expect this every time a player gets injured during a football game? And thanks, that's from Josh. Joe, see if they voided all of the bets, or if they just voided the losing bets. Because people that were betting over – people were betting on like Aaron Rodgers over yards or under yard, you know, like it's over under. So the guy gets hurt. So see if they were just voiding the losing bets that would have happened because of the thing, and they were still awarding the people for the winning bets. All right,
it says here what they voided included player prop bets for Rodgers, odds boost promotions, as well as same game parlays and traditional parlays that include.
Well, so they voided all the bets, or just
that's everything.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
No. If mostly parlays and then the prop bets for Rodgers, but it wouldn't avoid it whoever the Jets were playing if you chose them, or if you chose
the
Jets.
I'm aware of that, but there's they void the actual bet, because like the thing is, like, if you bet Aaron Rodgers in the parlay over 240 yards, okay, and
you're
they
fucked.
Voided that. But I'm saying, did they void the Aaron Rodgers under 240 yards? Because that would have been a winner with the injury. So see if they voided all the bets, or just voided the losing bets. Okay.
It says all player prop bets. Yeah.
Oh, they were all voided everything. right.
Yep, all same game parlays and traditional parlays that included him. Yeah. So no matter what you chose Rodgers for, it was voided. You could have chose Rodgers one rushing touchdown, which God knows why you would do that, but
That's kind of interesting because, like, if you're taking the under, you're calculating the chance of injury in the under. I guess it seems like I guess maybe the bets are going forward. They say player has to complete the game or something like that. Or if he gets injured, maybe it's voided. I don't know. So that's I don't know.
Now you got to predict. You got guys that are predicting if a guy might get injured.
I mean that's part of the handicap. If you're if you got an injury prone player, you bet. And like you're thinking, okay, well, there's a percentage of chance he gets under 2%.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So next from Jesse James, and somebody's LA Knight versus Kevin Nash and Triple H. Greetings, K100 Famba Ramba Jamba. As you've probably already heard, Big Sexy won his podcast the other day to bury LA Knight again, mainly rehashing what he already said about him before, taking shots at his age, the fact that he considers Knight's act to be a ripoff of The Rock, Stone Cold, and the Attitude Era in general. He also disclosed a private conversation he had with Hunter, where he claims that Hunter told him he considers LA Knight to be nothing more than a nostalgia act, that it isn't fair to push him over guys that actually have an original character. I've heard Disco address these criticisms before, and I 100% agree with him that it doesn't matter if his act is similar to those of the Attitude Era, just as long as he's getting over in the here and now, which he clearly is. LA Knight, as of right now, gets a bigger crowd reaction than the Bloodline, and his merch is flying off the shelf. I'm predicting now that this will usher in a paradigm shift for the WWE is going to look at the massive success of LA Knight and begin borrowing more and more from the Attitude Era, and why wouldn't they? Thanks and take care. Bro, this is just... I mean, the criticism of him is ridiculous. The guy, like, everybody kind of emulates characters that they grew up with, and he's just emulating guys that were over super huge, and he's doing it to great fan reaction, which common sense would dictate, like, if more people emulated the stars that were super over instead of emulating Japanese stars, and bro, everybody, here's a funny thing. They say he's a ripoff, okay? Fine if he's a ripoff, okay? But everybody... that working today is ripping off the same spots in matches, and that looks repetitive, and it looks like everybody's doing the exact same thing. So, like, I don't, you know, everybody's ripping off something here and there, and like to selectively say, well, he's just ripping off. It's like they're hating on them because he's ripping off people that are getting him over, and he's getting hate because everybody else is
saying
that.
But the guy's saying Kevin Nash is saying this, right, Joe?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Nash is a ripoff. Right. But a lot of people say he's a ripoff. Right. But you know, a lot of wrestling fans aren't, you know, 45 to 50 years old and remember that shit.
Joe. Mm-hmm. Okay. We had Eli Drake on the show, and I actually brought that up to him. I said, hey, your cadence a lot is like The Rock's, and he went into an explanation. He agreed. Put that up there. Put it on wherever, YouTube or whatever, because I think that's a good conversation we had with him where he's not even denying it. And, bro, here's the thing. This is what I would tell Kevin. Because Kevin is no longer really kind of in the business, except probably for the podcast he does with that guy, Oliver.
Sean Oliver.
We're a lot more, I think, more attuned with what's going on in the business. And he's looking at it from afar. And he's like, oh, look, they're ripping him off. But, bro, I would ask Kevin, why aren't you burying AJ and the OC? Because they always do the two sweet. And now you have the Bullet Club Gold in AEW. And they do the two sweet. Why wouldn't I get mad? I was part of the fucking NWO and the Wolfpack, but it keeps it alive, bro. It's cool. The young guys are doing shit we were doing. I've had people go, hey, man, can I do the rolling clothesline or the tequilas? Yeah, bro, I've got no problem because they're, like, honoring you. Like, Disco took a lot of his shit from Honky Tonk, which was a cool fucking character, you know, and he put his twist on it. Am I correct or no?
Absolutely. The cadence, the time, when to do the gimmick and stuff. But I'll say
this. Talk was entertaining.
But I'll say this.
And let me just say one last thing. My wardrobe, because I really wasn't influenced by any wrestlers too much, but my wardrobe was, which early on, especially in Mexico, went everything, the gamut from gaudy to flamboyant, was like Macho Man, Prince, Hector Macho Camacho. Like when I would... You know, I would always attire myself. I was inspired by them. Go ahead, D.I.
Well, plus two, like all these guys, like every wrestler today took like all the finishes from our era and stuff for the, and everybody just kicks out of them. Just another move right now. But like, there's tons of copying and wrestling stuff in this. So like, I just think people are, you know, that when a guy gets over, there's just going to be a percentage of people that have to just criticize something about it. And I think Kevin hadn't really seen him that before. and like saw, oh, this guy's just doing the Rock and Stone Cold. And right. like, I don't even, Kevin,
that's
Kevin already said he's not, it's not like
too.
He's doing it bad. And then Kevin even said he's not doing it bad. He said that's just right. what he's doing. It's like, okay, that is what he's doing. So it's like,
I thought maybe Nash might be responding because it looks like Knight buried him on SmackDown. If you want to see it right now, or okay,
what'd he say?
Well, just he mentioned a promo that something that Kevin had cut back in the end of it. There's a difference, but go play it.
Cause yeah, I got it. Because it's only 13 seconds.
And does it play the Nash part that he had with Bischoff, or he the thing he's referencing?
No, it's
don't,
just,
don't,
it's just
don't even bother. He won't. He'll have no clue what he's talking about. You have to see the Nash. Go try to find the video. There's an actual clip that shows that promo and then the Nash promo, which is like 10. It should be a 30-second clip.
But for this guy that wrote in, we love Kevin. We disagree with him. But right. I think we know where he's coming from.
Right. Next is from Brad Zawacki. Bro, I think they could do some good TV together. If Kevin, if
yes,
you would have buried him
yes,
again
they
and
could.
Nash. Remember how,
yes,
remember how
they
Nash
could.
Did
and
that
Nash
thing
just
Punk?
Showed up.
Yeah,
right.
He just showed
right.
up.
That was great. Bro, he had one of the best lines ever when Nash told Punk, how can I take you seriously when you look like the dishwasher from
the
fucking
Waffle House,
Rob Waffle House. Right. right. Short order cook. That was
that's right. yeah. Conan.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all I have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never frozen meals, ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season, try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious, keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next is from Brad's Wacky. Subject is, why go Patreon? I know you'll require questions, so here it is. Why is Patreon important? Listen to the recent issues the Jim Cornette podcast are going through with Cast Media, alleging you owe them hundreds of thousands of advertising dollars. There's a good reason to jump on the K100 Patreon train. Even at the lowest levels, this ensures the guys get paid consistently. Chop on. That's Brad Zawacki. Thank you. Chop on. He's a Braves fan, obviously. That's a great baseball guy. Brad.
Yeah.
Brad Zawacki.
Yeah.
I'll say this. You know the problem that, bro, like, you know, we had problems with Podcast One. That's the problem. Right. The Jim Cornette, you know, those guys, they were great. Those guys were crooks, you know.
Yeah.
So he got out. Yeah, so pay Patreon.
The first guy, Jericho introduced me to him. He was a billionaire, or is a billionaire, and he owns Podcast One. His name is something like Norman Pattis or something like that.
Yeah,
bro, right. He actually got on the phone and bullshitted me for like 40 minutes for me to stay, and he was going to give me more money, and it was all bullshit. And I was thinking to myself, how petty, or you're a billionaire, dude, and you spent 40 minutes lying to me. Or did something change? And if it did change, you couldn't tell me the truth. You know what I'm saying? And that left a bad taste, because they fucked us a lot of money. And then we went over to CBS and we got fucked there too. Like, the big companies, they're just fucking, like, the music industry. You know how when you first get in, you know what the fuck's going on, and you always get fucked on that first record deal usually. You know, and that's how, like, the podcasters are. Like, they're taking advantage of a lot of people, not, and they're keeping the ad money. You know, we had that problem with CBS and with Podcast One. At least here, we're getting it, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Spreaker's been great for us.
All right, so this is an interesting one. You know, the polarizing figure that's come on our show. Jonathan asks, subject is wrestler gimmick. Salutations, K100, could often been said by current and former wrestlers that the best wrestler gimmicks are ones that stuck 24/7, like the Sheik and Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's like guy who drank beers and cuss, etc. With that being said, shouldn't Larry Dallas adopt a gimmick more fitting to himself? Larry Dallas and Three's Company lived upstairs with Jack Tripper, while K100 Larry Dallas lives downstairs in his mom's basement. The real Larry Dallas was funny and charismatic. The K100 Larry Dallas likes both these characteristics immeasurably. Larry Dallas should emulate someone more fitting to his stature. My suggestion becomes Larry Fetterman, as his intelligence more so aligns with John Fetterman. Live the gimmick, Larry. Do you guys think living your gimmick is best, and is Larry Fetterman much more fitting than Larry Dallas? Jonathan is. Well, I told Larry, what's his real name? Didn't we? Larry Musso.
Musso or some shit like that.
Well, I said that. Yeah, Musso, right?
With an M.
I said, Larry, what? That's so simple. Larry Musso, you're the moose. That should be his gimmick. His real name is really, he's an Italian guy from up north. Why would he just not be Larry Musso?
Did you used to watch Three's Company, Joe?
Just little before my time, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I watched. I didn't watch it regularly, but I watched every now and then, right?
I know what it is. I know, yeah.
So the guy, Jack Tripper's friend, his name was Larry, but on the show, his name was Larry Dallas. That was actually his name.
That's what Larry said. Let me make sure.
Look at Three's Company, and just look at Larry. What?
Maybe he just took the Larry from it. But, oh no, it was Larry Dallas, portrayed by Richard.
Wow, Stone. Larry. Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar. And then, so that's maybe who he's going. Okay, and who's Larry Fetterman? Is that Larry Dallas's real name?
Oh, he's John saying, Fetterman.
He's comparing
John Fetterman, the guy that had the stroke in Pittsburgh.
The Pennsylvania senator.
The senator. Yeah.
Did you see what the Democrat. This is hysterical. Because this guy wears a hoodie,
right?
Chuck Schumer got rid of the dress code for politicians. For the people in the House. People in the House do not have to abide by a dress code anymore. Think about
this
that.
This idiot.
If I was any Republican or anybody, I would show up just dressed completely outlandish to work every single day to draw attention to myself and just make light of the fact that how ridiculous it is not having the dress code that every business has and every corporation, every business you go into, people were sued in shirt and tie.
Would you walk in looking like Deion Sanders in the 80s or Michael Hayes, the pimp outfit that he has going on now?
Deion Sanders in the 80s. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'd dress like we dressed back in the 90s.
Right, bro. You know, yeah, we did have it going on.
Like
we
dressing for the club,
we had it
right?
like that. Yeah.
Go glasses.
Although, I mean,
I dress like Seth Rollins.
What a crew.
Like,
yeah,
what
right.
if all our politicians dress like Seth Rollins does every week? How hysterical would that be? You know?
And the glasses he wore Monday on Raw, which were great.
Yeah. All right. Next is from Greg Treville. And the subject is Giselle Shaw. To answer Disco's question, yes, people only listen to this podcast because you're the only actual wrestlers that have a podcast in Kilt 100. Best podcast available. I was watching Impact and was shocked about it. Oh, do you see? I put a tweet up the other day. It's getting me some traction here because I was just going through all these idiots. There's so many goofs on that have podcasts. Mark podcasts, right. Dirt Cheek guys, right. That are just throwing shade at The Rock's appearance. I'm what on earth are you people? Like, yeah, you just go. There's enough of them. I'm like, these people are just, why do people listen to these people? Like, these are grifters. Like, just trying to, you know, they're not in the business. They're not, you know, and there's, I don't know. And they sound like idiots. So I just, whatever.
I was going to say the first question about getting blown up in the ring. I saw a lot of that on Twitter about The Rock. Oh, did you see how blown up? He got so blown up.
Oh, grief.
Which is like,
who gives a shit, bro? He's fucking out there expending energy. You'd be blown up too, bro. Yeah, I'm telling you, when I said promos take, you're not just out there, you know, you're feeding up the energy, you're throwing out energy. You have to remember your lines. You got to think on your feet. You're nervous. The adrenaline is up. It's a whole different fucking world, bro. You go up there and you fucking do that. No, I'm serious.
No, I know. No, it's not my opinion. I'm just saying that on Twitter, you'd see a lot of it.
But the Disco said they sounded like idiots. They sound like what they are, marks. There's no promoter in the world. There's no business person in the world that wouldn't say, yeah, I'd love to have The Rock on for 20 minutes just ad-libbing. He don't do that nowhere else.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past, have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So
what did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I gotta work on that. Right. You believe that?
Nah, not at all. That doesn't sound like any. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
So the continuing email. I was watching Impact, was shocked about how pushed Giselle Shaw was. She's booked as one of the top female wrestlers on the show, despite being very green and awful on the mic. I understand part of the reason she's getting pushed is because she's a trans woman, and now a big thing in wrestling with Nyla Rose and Sunny Kiss. I know you guys are friends with Scott D'Amore. Do you think Giselle Shaw is just getting pushed because she's dating the boss? They've been very open with their relationship, and I can't see another reason he is getting pushed. I wonder if you had any interaction or heard any stories of the Rick Steiner incident, and that's in Greg the Tree Man in Danville, Pennsylvania. Greg the Tree Man from Danville.
Okay, when I get back to my seat, I'm gonna.
Well, his name is Greg Treeville, so that's maybe that you're right. Oh, yeah.
I thought right. Tree Man either meant he smoked a lot of blunts or that he like no. was one his of those tree groomer guys. Yeah,
right. His name is Greg Treeville. So
I heard that, I thought he was shared a tree house with him, Hughesley, and Chris Mason from TikTok.
I haven't been watching Impact, so I can't really comment on this. But
yeah, I watch every Impact.
Okay, so he's dating her, and she's right. getting pushed. Okay, right. So that's not, that is what it is. Have you watched, what's your take on her?
She's all right. She's nothing out of the ordinary. She's not bad, you know?
Right.
She's had a little trio with her, this other guy that he's I'm not sure. I'm going to say homosexual. Is that even a thing anymore? Or is there another word for that?
I think you can say.
All right. Okay. So that's what he looks like or comes off as. You know, and some other person that's with her, and they take care of her. They don't overdo it like Britt Baker, but he's in a catch-22 because if we keep it a secret and people find out, it's gonna look worse. If we come out and people are gonna think I have preferential treatment for you, because I've been in that situation when people like Rey Mysterio and Pentagon and Phoenix, he's the booker, he's taking care of his boys. Guess what? The guys that are my boys happen to be the best in the business. That's kind of why I picked them. So, I'm going to keep pushing them. Well, you know what
I'm
saying?
Here's the question. Is their relationship on the show a storyline?
No, they don't have a relationship on the show that I know of. Yeah, they don't interact. Honestly, they don't interact.
If everybody knows it, that is an interesting.
Yeah, why don't you do something? Yeah, right, right, yeah, right, yeah.
People are dying for reality television and wrestling. There's so many missed opportunities at real things that happen that you can put on TV. It's just missed opportunity after missed opportunity in professional wrestling. You know,
you make a great point because I've always said this, and I'm just talking about Mexico. I'm not even talking about the United States. If we were to do a behind the scenes look and have a reality TV show or a special or something like that, the ratings would go through the roof. But I don't think anybody would ever bring anybody to the shows again, because if they found out how wild and weird and off the fucking wall wrestlers really are and what we do on the road, they'd be like, I don't want anything to have to do with these guys, these people with families. But anyways, the best stories are what story could be better right now in Impact, right? Because they're going to bring in this guy. They're making a big deal. They're bringing for two dates, and he is good. What's his name? The British guy that just fought in London.
Or Will Ospreay.
Ospreay, right?
Okay, right.
And so they're bringing for two matches. And, he'll come in. He'll probably have two great matches with two of their better workers, and that's it. But what's a better storyline? Hey, the boss is dating one of the girls, right? Other girls are jealous because they perceive he's giving them a push, right. Now there's,
how easy is that TV to write?
In itself, right?
How easy is the TV to write?
And plus,
Joe. And the Punk thing, I just was always hey, what if he rolled up with the Young Bucks and the Young Bucks turned on fucking, Kenny Omega and Jericho, and now he's with the Young Bucks, bro. That's a bloodline type storyline because these guys have been friends for a long time and interacted. You know what I'm saying?
They just had the 1,000th Impact, right? And so
right.
a lot of stars were coming back. Velvet and Angelina Love came back, the Beautiful People.
Right.
So you could do something like the Beautiful People go into D'Amore's office to see what they're doing on the show for the big reunion. And D'Amore's like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. There's no space on the show for the Beautiful People because there's all this. And then they'll look at the schedule or the booking sheet or whatever and go, well, it looks like Giselle Shaw's in 3-4 segments here. Why is that? Is that because you're dating her? Do something like that where she takes time.
Right. I'd like to say that in the five or six years you've been doing this with us and giving out booking ideas, which 99.9% were terrible. That might be the first good one.
But I will say this, bro, yeah. like Tony Khan has missed, you know, like a lot of these opportunities.
Yeah, a lot.
Because here's the thing, bro, Eric and Vince Russo, okay, both were very willing to capitalize on Real Life Heat. Eric, him and Ric Flair, they turned it into business.
And Vince
took the breath, did like a lot of things that were real. Right. Bro, he took.
Because that's the smartest thing to do.
Right. And it's like the funny thing is, like, you know, Tony Khan was. Here's the.
You know why it's the smartest thing to do? Because it's already written itself.
Right.
All you got to do is add elements of suspense and drama, and that's it.
Very interesting that Tony Khan has made comments in the past that he's not going to make the same mistakes that WCW made. It's like, dude, you maybe not making the same mistakes, but you're not capitalizing on the exact same opportunities that are being fed to you that create a big business. So you're the one making the mistakes. You're not, when real stuff that generates buzz, that gets people that haven't been watching wrestling and they hear some serious stuff's going on, they're tuning in and want to see if you're going to turn this into something on TV. You're missing all these opportunities because they usually and almost always generate business. You know, so I don't know. It's like I would tell DeMore, turn that shit into your storyline.
Right.
You've got an opportunity that we've seen in the past. This formula works. You're and for a fledgling, I don't want to say fledgling company, but you're not doing good number, bro. This might increase your business. You know, so whatever. I don't know.
And imagine, bro, if on the side, fucking.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Scott had like a side piece, you know, like a Southern Belle, like
she's
a Glenn
jealous of him. Like, why are you treating her, you know, jealousy right. and stuff?
Nothing on the Glenn that she.
Right.
So would you be against like being the side chick? That's all I want to know.
That's for Scott Diamore. It's very disrespectful. Okay, next is from some Gondachanko when the subject is Wardlow and the Fed. Good day, K100 Cruz. You already know it's been reported that Jade Cargill's headed WWE. I think that the person they should be looking at is Wardlow. I think Wardlow is a talented guy, looks great, has great aura to him. However, AEW has failed him on multiple occasions, and I would like to see him on NXT with Shawn Michaels booking him like Braun Breaker, just killing people and actually developing. The system is starting to churn out some real main event talent. But what say you? Do you think there's value in Wardlow in WWE? Do you think it's still possible to revive his wilting career? Side note, Wardlow is 35 years old. Bro, we talked about – does this guy listen to the show? Or is he just like just fast forward to listen to his
emails? He's a frequent emailer and also.
Wait a minute, this guy, he's the guy that just wrote. His name sounds familiar. He writes in here a lot.
I know. Yeah, we talk about how Wardlow is being misused in AEW and tailor made for the WWE, and they make a star out of him. We should that repeatedly. Next is from Easy Money.
And this guy is right. They are churning out some real main event talent, and I wouldn't mind instead of booking him like Braun Breaker, just bringing in. Him against Braun Breaker. And bro, it doesn't matter if you're 35 or 45. If you got talent, you got talent. Age is, you know, that's all.
I saw some clips. Somebody put on Twitter a clip from a house show of right. of that that Trish, Tiffany Stratton go wrestling Becky, bro. They were doing some really good shit out there.
Yeah, she's.
I'm like, wow. Athletic. It's like, you know, yeah, she's very athletic. That girl, like, yeah. says, yes, she, yeah. she looks like
she's got funny, a good girl. Look. Yeah, and she does like a moonsault for a finish.
Yeah. Yeah, next one, Easy Money. Subject is WCW One Night. Hey, K100, I'm a huge fan of you guys. Best podcast I've listened to. My question is, when WWE at the time, 2006, I think, ECW One Night Stand, why WWE has not put WCW over like they try to do with ECW? The closest fans gotten was the WCW titles and a couple of arenas in WWE games. I would love to see WCW One Night only. What do you guys think should WWE do a tribute show for WCW? Bro, everybody's like 15, 60 years old now.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about?
It's 20. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like way too late. Who's going to do it? Right, you know?
Blair, Nash, Kurt Russell, you know, Luger, Sting is the only one, maybe, you know, the Steiner.
Right. He's 62 years old, for Christ's sake.
Now, would that have been a good, would that have been cool to have one last Nitro or something, like a few years later? Like
15 years ago.
Sure, man. You know? Of course it would have. And they had guys under contract. I think WCW's the brand was poisoned for Vince.
Hey, Cody, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, like, what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency, but there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's, so staff was short, so.
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird-looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting the commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan? Yeah.
Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10-plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, R-E-T-A-I-L-S-P-A-C-E, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
Next is some Roy Rodriguez and the subject is wrestlers on Netflix. Dear Conan, Disco, and Joe, what's up, my favorite podcast? I've been a Patreon member for over three years and been holding it down. Anyways, been watching the show Wrestlers on Netflix about OVW ran by Al Snow. It's like Hard Knocks for the indie. Conan, would you let a documentary crew film behind the scenes at AAA? Disco, would you do that for future stars of wrestling? It would be cool to see Disco training a class of wrestlers. And finally, I follow Lisa Ann a lot on Instagram, and I see she's been at Sapphire's a lot. Disco, have you interacted with her? And if so, please tell me what that thing smelled like. Oh, that's disagreeable.
Wait a minute.
Gee whiz.
Sincerely, that's Roy the Mailman. P.S. Larry, you effing commie. P.S. Larry, you effing commie. Come try your hate speech against America in my small town, Houston. My small town is Houston. So Roy Rodriguez called out. There's two people that called out Larry. So he's a new guy.
Like
there's a lot. Larry, I've seen a lot of comments where it's like, this guy, it's either this guy's another KG or this guy's worse than Body. Like Larry's getting super, super heat everywhere on the Patreon, on YouTube, Facebook.
I like him getting heat. Because he's a little oblivious to it, which makes it even more fun.
The bro documentaries are like that's fine, but they don't draw the numbers that if there's some stuff that's going on behind the scenes, put it on the show. Like I don't care I don't watch a lot of documentaries. I don't know.
Well, let me just say this: since I have Netflix, you know they're always sending you we recommend this movie and all this. So I saw the first episode. It wasn't bad, you know. You can tell they all respect Al Snow a lot, like the wrestlers, and it's kind of funny because you see the same thing I've seen a million times in wrestling. You have an owner, and I've seen this a million times. You have an owner who just bought the company because the guy was losing like $30,000 a month, I think, and they were going to close it down. So they had to make like reductions and shit like that. And you have this owner, and bro, fucking one of the wrestlers, like when they're interviewing, he buries the owner. He says this about him. And then Al Snow buries him. But then they have another conversation where the owner is actually saying, we got to let Al Snow think he's running this. You know, he goes, and we can't. And so he's trying to be political with Al Snow. Al Snow is saying that these guys came in, they don't know shit about the business, which I've heard a million times. And they're trying to tell him how to change the business. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I only saw one episode. Yeah. And one of the girls on the show just got, they were announcing that she's like one of the main characters, like this trailer trash white girl who had a really bad life, and her mom's a wrestler too. And so they're sending her to the talent center for a tryout in WWE. Oh,
cool.
And I'm sure it's off of the Netflix thing.
Yeah, next is from Jimmy Gadbury. The subject is Joe's performance review, follow-up and thoughts. Disco and Kone, hope all is well. I want to follow up on Joe's mid-year performance review and offer some thoughts from a listener's perspective. I would give him financial and exceeds rating. The show is obviously making some real paper. There wouldn't be so much time put into it. On innovation, a meets rating. He's added some sound effects and does think of some creative ideas for upcoming shows. An engagement and a needs improvement rating. This was close for me. While he often has a positive attitude, his backhanded comments about DI are very vexatious to his fans' moods and has to stop. And vexatious is a tremendous word for someone from Missouri. However, I'd like to raise some concerns about his possible ethical behavior. Could Joe be big rigging the mailbag? The suspension rate is out of control, and I find it hard to believe that so many people would take time to write an email knowing they would get suspended. For example, Joe could be easily inserting something about addicted to the, in parentheses, just as a red herring to take away from some of the great conversation fan wants to talk about. But Joe does not. I also find it interesting that Nick Aldis is suspended for reasons that I support, yet he and his product continue to be on the show. Joe have an under-the-table deal going on with him that you should look into. With the Trump and Biden investigation, I do think the government's capacity to look into this, so maybe just a cursory review from you guys. I thought Joe had learned his lesson when you busted him for the disrespectful sound effects during your intros. These new actions could be just as nefarious. Let me know how I can help, and I need to bring boxes to Joe's cubicle along with security. I will coordinate. That's James in Gerardo, Missouri. Joe, are you, for people you don't like in the mailbag, are you adding statements like the addicted to the stuff and everything? Are you adding that to the?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. That's ridiculous.
If anybody has proof also, of this, please present it.
Okay. And also, I got to suspend you, Jimmy, from the mailbag for posting misinformation in your email. Nick Aldis is not suspended. Nick Aldis is on probation. Okay, that's why he continues to be on the show. So you get suspended for calling him.
Yeah, and not only that, the fact that he's suspended is not going to stop us from making money. So,
right. Yeah, use K100 for 10% off at LegacySubs.com.
Right. So this guy brought up like three things. What were they? And I would like your thoughts on them, Disco.
On financial, so he's getting a lot of ads. So, yeah, he's been doing good. All right.
Very good.
On innovation, he's improved. From zero to, he went from an F to a C with the sound effects. Okay,
sweet.
On engagement, he does need to improve. Yeah. So what about you, Conan?
I would agree with all three assessments.
All right. Next is
and the other thing is, the guy said that maybe what was it? He also accused of something else, didn't he?
He accused me of making backhanded comments about Disco, and I don't recall doing things like that.
Yeah, but thank you for the guy, whatever his name was,
Jimmy from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Okay, yeah. For providing security if needed, and thank you very much for that.
Got a new emailer. The next one's from Hillbilly Money, and the subject is TKO. What's up, K100? Hope all you guys are well, and hope the show goes on forever. And of course, all the props in the world for keeping it real. WWE and USC now both under the same umbrella. Do you think that buying stock in TKO would most likely be a safe bet? WWE is a $9 billion company. UFC is the NFL of combat sports, and both companies' trajectories seem to be going nowhere but up. In the last few years, WWE has made more money than ever. When you're talking about stocks, that's really all that matters. Last time I checked, TKO stock is going for $100 a share. Seems like a safe place to dump some dough and watch them grow into biscuit. I know you guys aren't financial advisors or stockbrokers, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just try to diversify the Hillbilly Money, bro. Try to get all the moolah, cheddar biscuits. Nasprain.
Okay, let me just say this right now. We do have a financial advisor here, Joe, because he was in the early stages of the crypto phenomena and other things. Go ahead, Joe.
I look at TKO. It did. It opened at like 100. It's gone. It went up to 106.16 today. It's at 105.50 now. I'm looking at it, but I'm not going to touch it until it goes under 100. You got to wait for the dip. You got to wait for the dip.
Plus two, did you see that the stock took a considerable hit one day when the Saudis invested $100 million into that what they invested into one one of those MMA groups, right? So here's the boogeyman that could be lingering on the thing is, bro, if the Saudis have ever decide to provide and spend a shit ton of money on competition, the stock price will go down.
It was the PFL, you know? DI.
The PFL, professional fight league, yeah. Mm-hmm. If they decided like maybe invest in Tony Khan's group and so, who knows? You know, I don't know. I don't like stocks are all. It seems like the only people that consistently make money on stocks are the people that have all the money that seem to be manipulating the stock.
The market. Insiders. You know? That's who's making all the money on that.
Right. So I would not.
Yeah, members of Congress, other rich guys,
right?
You know, they keep it within themselves. Why would they want anybody else to make that money? But it's like the casino. You're throwing in money, and you're throwing in money, and you know.
And the marks are at a tremendous disadvantage, right? And that's where they're getting the money from.
Right.
You know, people, you're never supposed to tell anybody what you earn or whatever, but I'll just say that this year for stocks, Conan, actually has been really good. I was going to show it, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to show it.
Good. Good, but for every Joe, there's a million other motherfuckers that are making shit.
I've been saying that FUBU network went way down. It was like under $1 a share, and I dumped a lot into it. It went up to like 330, 350. It's back down now, but I sold.
It's like when you're gambling, if you don't stop when you should, a lot of times you lose more than, you know what I'm saying?
And to be fair, I did lose. I lost a lot on FUBU at first, so I had to keep kind of investing, and then it finally paid off.